We're in Simin Tov Samach Zayin. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we will be doing from Gimel through Zayin. Siv Gimel, Chitim Shebol B'Sfina. Wheat that came in a boat. So we always have the question, for all we know, in the boat it got wet. Imeim Yiveishis V'Koshis, if they're dry, they're hard. V'lo Nishtana Marisan, they don't look any different than normal grain that sits there drying. We have no reason to be choshish that anything happened to them, so long as there's no reyasa, so long as there's nothing in it that makes it look different, there's no shinui mara. The halacha is that one doesn't have to worry that it got wet. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions that if you're talking about the old time boats with oars, where we know that the oars are splashing water all over the boat, and especially when you're dealing with wheat that sits at the bottom of the boat, you can be sure that it was submerged in water. There we don't have this chazaka, and there you'd really have to be you'd have to be choshesh, and you shouldn't lechatchila buy those chitim altogether. And also, for all you know, if it was an open boat, it may have rained on it. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is only makel in Hefsid Merubah if it came on such a boat. Further, Sivdalid, Shana Sharobu Geshamim, a year that there's lots of rain, V'yardu al Arema Shebesadis, and it went on the sheaves of grain in the fields, until some of them actually started sprouting. One does not have to worry about any chitim that do not show any reyasa, any sign of tzmicha. You're allowed to grind the whole thing together unless there's a chance that you don't have shishim keneged it. Further, Dogen Sheba Mechubar Shenesiabesh Legamri. Grain that was still connected to the ground but was fully dry, Vein Sarach LeYinika, and it does not need the ground anymore. Meaning, it stopped growing, it's completely dry, it's completely mature. So there we say that it's as if it's not connected to the ground anymore. Kaman Demancha Bakada Domi, it's as if it was sitting in a keli. Umakabal Chimutz Umyardu Olav Geshamim, and it becomes chometz if rain fell on it. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that doesn't mean just a little bit of rain. It's got to be a lot of rain. The Shari Tshuva is Marech. It's got to be that there was so much rain that, you know, the force of the rain was knocking down the leaves. It's got to be that it really, really rained a lot. Lamaisa, the minig is to cut to do the harvest for matzah before the grain dries altogether while it's still soft, and allow it to dry. They allow it to dry separate from the ground. This way, there is no such shaila. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's because of this that Yireim L'Dvar Hashem make sure that all of their matzahs are shomer mishas ktsira, not only as a chumra, as a hider in the din of a matzah shmura. This is not only the matzahs for the gezeisim, and not only because they hold that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all Pesach, and therefore a mitzvah of shimur of all Pesach, but really to make sure that there's no chash chametz. The only way to be sure is if it was actually shomer the entire time. So people actually see to it that from the harvest all the way until it's ground, that no water gets to it. And today we do have hechsherim for that purpose. Sivav, chitim shnimtzu b'emavukos. If you have grain and some of them are split, osan she'ein mevukos mutara, so the ones that are not split are mutar. If neisha davar motzi shebishas ksamim al yonis hagadish v'tachtiso mischametz, you will find that the grain silos, the upper part of the grain, often becomes chametz umisbakeya, and it actually swells up and splits open. Veina mayim nogim b'emtziyoso klal, and no water gets to the bottom ones altogether. Meaning the fact that you have some in there that are chametz does not cast doubt on all of the grain that you have stored there. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that you do have to pick out the ones that are chametz, unless it's clear that you have shishim, you have 60 times as many against it, and of course you're going to grind it before Pesach. Siv Zayin, Yisrael Sheyesh Bo Boris Meleas Chitin. v'choshes shemiyesh b'karkoes habor v'kirosov chitim v'vukos v'vukoyim milachos habor v'horetz b'bitul b'yal masagi. Now this is not a case of something that's going to be eaten on Pesach, but someone has in storage. He has these different boris where he keeps his wheat, and he's afraid that at the very bottom of it, some of it may have become chametz. This in halach is called chametz shenafal of mapoles, chametz that was covered up by lots of other things. Here, it's unreasonable to be mechayev to go and take the whole thing apart, especially since he does not know for a fact that there's chametz down at the bottom of it. The halach is, as long as he's mevatel his chametz, that's good enough. He says kol chamira, he does not have to worry about the chametz that's there. The chazal were not mechayev to actually remove it.